Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new GOP House report suggests the FBI should investigate Liz Cheney over the congressional investigation into the January 6th attack. ABC's Selena Wang says President-elect Trump is also responding.
Donald Trump made this in a Truth Social post at about 3 a.m. this morning. He's claiming that Liz Cheney could be in a lot of trouble and that she should be investigated. So Donald Trump's post follows a report released by House Republicans led by Congressman Loudermilk that says that Liz Cheney should face a criminal investigation for her role in investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
The Supreme Court agreeing to hear TikTok's case. The China-owned company working to stop a forced sale by mid-January or face a U.S. ban. The Federal Reserve Board issued a 0.25% interest rate cut following its policy meeting, saying it's still working to tame inflation. It's the latest board meeting before the Trump administration takes over with the wild card of planned tariffs on the table. This is ABC News. The Pentagon today warns that China has nearly tripled its nuclear arsenal since 2020.
4 years ago, the U.S. Defense Department estimated China's stockpile was in the low 200s. But as of mid-2024, that number has shot up to more than 600. A senior defense official said China is on track to exceed 1,000 nuclear warheads by 2030. The Chinese military is also diversifying the types of nuclear weapons it's building, from small precision strike weapons to intercontinental ballistic missiles that could reach the United States. Matt Seiler, ABC News, the Pentagon.
Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis urging an appeals court to reject President-elect Trump's request to throw out his election interference case in that state.
The Fulton County DA, the recent development on that, suggests that this criminal case may continue. There are a lot of questions surrounding that once Trump goes back into the White House, so that still remains to be seen as how that will move forward, but certainly it is stalled for the foreseeable future.
ABC's Catherine Folders, Michelle Franzen.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit USPS.com/advantage.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Madison police are providing more updates on the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School that killed three, including the shooter, 15-year-old student Natalie Rupnow. Chief Sean Barnes says identifying a motive is their top priority.
At this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. We cannot share that information at this time because we do not want to jeopardize the investigation. We're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors.
Barnes says they're working to verify a document circulating online that some are referring to as a manifesto. He also provided a clarification on the initial 911 call.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. It did not come from a second grader. It read second grade teacher.
Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is defending the privacy of the victims of the shooting. As a 45-minute press conference wound down Tuesday, the mayor pushed back against reporters who pressed her for victims' names.
Just have some human decency, folks. Leave them alone. Let them grieve. Let them recover. Let them heal.
Three people died in Monday's shooting, but so far only the shooter has been identified. Another teenage student and a teacher also died. Seven others were wounded, including two students hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. The Madison Community Foundation and the United Way of Dane County have set up the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund to provide immediate and long-term support for those impacted by the shooting. You can contribute to the Recovery Fund by texting HELP 4ALCS, that's HELP, the number 4ALCS, to 40403. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at ExploreAlex.com. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with temperatures slowly sliding from the mid-20s to the teens tonight. With snow arriving early tomorrow morning, it could be heavy at times, and visibility will be reduced and roads will be slippery. The snow accumulations look to be anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 23.
The soy complex accelerated to the downside today. Man, it seems like beans were leading the way to the downside, but neither bean meal or bean oil did anything to help slow down the selling. That pulled corn and even wheat to the downside. Cattle complex lower. Buyers stepped back into lean hogs.
Live! Terrain proclaims analysis today. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Don Close from Terrain Ag. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. You know, you should maybe think about putting this jingle writing skill that you've got to work for you somehow, somewhere.
I thought I was.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
And the rewrite that took place over the course of about 40 real slow, cool seconds there, just coming up with a rhyme, you know, that would work.
I gotcha. You know, with terrain, I bet you were wishing that we were going to be talking about the grains.
I had originally thought terrain grains analysis today.
Yeah.
But no, terrain proclaims analysis today. I think that's fair.
Excellent. I think it works wonderful. Don Close.
Yeah, baby.
We've got Don Close back on the show today. I'm looking forward to that. We are going to talk about everything that is going on in the cattle markets, hog market. We'll probably slide a little bit into the grains there. And you know, we've talked so much about what the Trump trades might be for the grain markets, for the currency markets, for the interest markets, and so on. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about Trump trades and what it might mean for the meat markets. Well, I'm going to ask Don about that today as well. So
very good. I'd like to know the answer. Yeah.
Well, we'll get it for you here in just a little bit. All right. Let's get to the markets, man. What do you got?
Indeed, March. Soft red winter wheat futures opened steady, rallied to spike resistance at yesterday's high near mid-morning, and then were dragged lower by losses in the soy complex to settle below yesterday's low to complete a downside reversal. A wild surge in the value of the U.S. dollar after the Fed interest rate announcement sent wheat futures to a session low close. Tightening global supplies of exportable wheat have been tightening further, but front month SRW futures closed lower for a fifth consecutive session. March HRW wheat futures 3¾ cents lower at 5.48¾. March SRW down 3¾ cents to 5.41¼ at last report. March spring wheat setting at 5.92½, down 2½, still waiting on the settlement on the spring, Chip.
All right. The dollar index right now is up 1,070 points.
Oh.
108.02.
Wow.
The high of the year. The high of the year was set earlier in the session up at 108.07. So we are right at the highs for the year in the dollar index right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, USDA this morning announced the sale of 135,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for delivery to Colombia. That helped corn trade slightly higher at mid-morning, but sharply lower soybean prices and the late surge in the U.S. dollar sent corn to a session low close. Ethanol production week ended December 13 averaged 1.103 million barrels per day. That's up 25,000 from the previous week and 32,000 barrels ahead of the same pace a year ago. Ethanol stocks basically steady with the previous week at just over 22.6 million barrels. On the day today, March corn futures 6¼ cents lower, 4.37¼. May corn down 6¼, 4.43¾. July corn futures closed at 4.47¼. That's down 6 cents, Chip.
Yeah, corn tried early in the session to work to the upside, but man, the selling pressure in the soy complex was just a little too much for that corn market to overcome.
Got a little gnarly in the beaners. Downside momentum in soybean futures accelerated, sending January futures to within a quarter of a penny of psychological support at 9.50. Soybean oil futures were sharply lower again today, adding pressure to soybean prices. USDA did announce the sale of 120,000 metric tons of soybean meal for delivery to Colombia, and that helped to limit pressure on meal prices early in the session. But the rug got pulled out from under the market after mid-morning when meal fell to a new contract low. Jan beans 25 cents lower on the day, 9.51¾. March beans down 25½ to 9.53¼. July beans closed at 9.71½, down 26 cents, Chip.
Yeah, one thing that we did not include in the news there is there just aren't many warning flags coming out of South America, and whether it be Brazil or Argentina, and I think that is starting to become more and more of a burden on the soy complex right now. Mm. January bean oil today was down $7.70,
wow,
279.50. January bean oil down 107 points, 39.55.
Dang. Well, March cotton today was 61 points lower at 68.08. On your livestock, lower boxed beef prices this morning erased support from the live cattle market. February fat cattle $1.42½ lower, 188.32½. April live cattle down $1.10 to 190.47½. And Jan feeders 47½ cents lower at 257 on the snout. And on the snout side, front month lean hog futures saw a low range open and a high range close while posting an inside trading day. February lean hog futures up 50 cents to 83.70. The April contract up 85 cents, 88.90. Chip Lorre.
All right. All right. And now up on the first tee, we've got Todd Bubba Horwitz. Mr. Horwitz, how are you, my friend?
I'm on the 18th tee. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
This is my favorite audience. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year because this is our last Wednesday of this year. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody because I love all you guys.
God bless you, man. I appreciate that so much. Bubba, what are we doing with this bean market right now? Good grief. You can't find support in there.
There is no support. I think there's going to be support coming now, Chip. I think the equities have finally made a top. There's trouble in the semiconductors. You see the NASDAQ getting crushed, and the Fed keeps cutting rates, but the interest rate at retail keeps going higher, which is not a good mix. I think probably now after the first year, I thought the fourth quarter would be better, but it's been not horrible, but just nothing. We've had a real lack of activity, lack of price action, which makes it hard for markets to work. I mean, markets don't work when there's no action. And you know, you're watching coffee, OJ, cocoa going crazy to the upside. I got to think that grains are going to start to participate there at some point, but right now they're just right in the bottom end of the ranges, and they're just horrible.
All right. And equities, Dow's working on 10 straight days to the downside, dude. This is ugly.
Yeah, I think the key is the NASDAQ, not the Dow, because the NASDAQ is the bigger control.
Okay.
And because the semiconductors are starting to break down, I think that you've seen the highs, and I think we're going to have a very rough first quarter in the industrial complex and in the NASDAQ.
Okay. So, geez. Find some good news for me. Send me home with some good news, Bubba. What do you got?
It's Christmas time, and you're talking to me. What could be better? I mean, equities up 35%. The equities are up 35% for the year. I mean, so maybe a little bit of a pullback.
Yeah. But
the truth of the matter is that the pullback is healthy. They need a pullback.
That's right. There's the perspective.
And the grains are going to go flying in the first of the year. How's that?
All right.
Grains are going to be up big in the first quarter.
Love it. Love it. Hit them straight, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Talk to you in the new year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks, guys.
Happy Christmas. Yep. All right. That's Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. I don't know why, but all of a sudden I feel like the Christmas season has started.
Yeah, it feels festive, doesn't it?
It does. Woo-hoo! It did. You know, we're going to try to keep that going. We've got Don Close from Terrain Ag up next here on AgriTalk.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
And the Ad Council.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
You took the
Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.76%. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Whew. Okay, I'm back.
You back?
Yeah, good. I had to run to the fridge quick and refill my eggnog.
I was going to say a little eggnog might set you straight. You betcha. We've officially kicked off the Christmas spice season here, haven't we, today?
I guess.
Just happened. Yeah.
That's right.
It's a Christmas miracle right here on AgriTalk.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis.
Hello.
Big thank you to Bubba.
Dude brings it every time.
Yeah, every time. I know he's not listening right now, but I hope you all know how much we appreciate Bubba because he's been with us from the very beginning. I mean, we're pushing 11 years.
Yep.
That guy
just
has been
on the show. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, big thanks to Bubba for coming on and giving us his insights.
Yep.
All right. Let's bring in today's guest analyst, Don Close, Terrain Ag. My gosh, Don, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing good, Chip. You?
Good, good, good. How are things at Terrain?
They're going well. We've had a good year.
Good, good. I love to hear that. It has been a challenging year on many different fronts. And Bubba, I guess maybe Bubba's kind of got me in the mood here a little bit. As we look back at 2025 in the meat sector, if that's where you want to stay focused on, or you can go anywhere that you want to on this. When we look back at 2024, what's going to be your thoughts?
Well, I heard Bubba's comments earlier, and I thought, boy, I'm going to be the contrarian on the show today, because when I look back specifically with the cattle market for the last year, you know, it's pretty doggone good. Hogs have certainly had their challenges, but are at least starting to look some better.
Yep.
But without question, the protein complex has been the shining star for 24.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I want to stay on that hog comment for just a moment because, it could have been better. But, Don, there were times this year when we thought the hog market was going to be a whole lot worse than what it is. And here we are heading into the end of the year, and we got those summer month contracts back up to $100. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, the real driver there, we're slowly getting a handle on that toe, sow number, farrowing mix issue. But the real driver in that pork complex, exports, and specifically Mexico, it is the driver.
Yeah. So with that being the driver, and you hear President-elect Trump talk about tariffs on imports of products from Mexico, imports of products from Canada, to me, the protein market is the one that could see some disruption through retaliatory trade actions, especially from Mexico. Would they, quote-unquote, dare take some retaliatory action on U.S. pork?
You know, if you take the quantity of U.S. pork that they're buying, and I looked earlier today that 30% of U.S. exports are going to Mexico, that there is such a relationship there and dependence, codependency in that relationship going on. You know, will there be a lot of saber rattling? I fully expect there to be. Okay. At the end of the day, do I anticipate any substantial changes in trade flows? Not at this time.
Okay. All right. So I don't know. I don't know the exact word for the talk about all the tariffs right now. If threats is the right word to use, or leverage is the right word to use, but it's all about negotiating and getting something that President-elect Trump wants. Is that fair?
I think that's totally fair.
Okay.
And I I'm giving my personal view here more than I am that of Terrain, but I think that we're going to hear a lot more noise about tariffs than we'll actually see fallout from implementation of higher tariffs.
I'm getting that feeling myself, Don. At the same time, you can't ignore the potential that if these tariffs are put in place, there would be a market impact and there would be a trade disruption of some sort that the protein sector would probably have to deal with. So the dollar is just exploded here this afternoon. Does that have much impact on pork trade, or is pork still a pretty good value in that market, in the export market?
Well, I think it's a good value, but two, if of everything we've talked about so far and what raises caution flags, that strength of the dollar and just the cost of U.S. goods to that foreign customer, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Dollar made new high since I talked about the last high. 108.16 is the high of the day right now. And holy smokes, it exploded after the Fed with their interest rate cut. And they're talked that things are going to slow down a little bit. The domestic consumer on pork, Don, tell me a story about them. What are they doing?
It's actually gotten better. When we look at the price spreads between the three species, you know, pork has certainly seen its challenges, but as beef prices continue to stay firm or escalate, have consumers been more willing to shop the complete meat case? Absolutely, they have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Next week we get the quarterly hogs and pigs report. What are you watching for in there? I mean, we've got to see some revisions to the past numbers, don't we?
I think we will. And you know, just that thing has been so difficult for me to unravel. How big will those revisions be? I don't know. But I still think to get a handle on that sound number and the longer term view, to me, is really going to be a talking point.
Yep. Okay. Well, I know the question that is banging around in Davis's head right now is, even if we do see the sow number come down, what are you looking for there on the sow numbers, Don? How much of a percentage change?
Chip, I'm not close enough on that side to even have a number for you.
Okay. But what's banging around in Davis's head is any cut that we get in sow numbers is probably going to get offset by the number of pigs saved per litter, won't it?
That's certainly been the pattern. You know, the weather that we've had is certainly conducive to big retention or big litter numbers.
Yep.
I've heard just in some very isolated pockets, I've heard of some health issues that have caused some concerns in areas, but I haven't heard enough of that from a wide enough area to say that will be an inhibitor.
Right. Don, I was thinking about that this morning as I was thinking about our conversation here. A year ago right now, we were starting to hear the rumblings of the PERS out there and that it was getting tough to save pigs. I've heard very little of that this year. Our pigs per litter should continue to go up. Okay, general outlook for this hog market as we step into 2025, what are your thoughts?
Guardedly optimistic.
Okay. How do we market with that? Is it one where it's okay to let your risk ride in the cash market?
If you take where we're at price-wise in all proteins, yeah. If you take the volatility that we're dealing with on the global front, whatever's going to happen, Russia, Ukraine, you've got, you know, the China, Taiwan, all the stuff going on. And yeah. Then one thing that I needed to mention when we were talking that global thing, in 25 will be the 6 year update or revisions of the USMCA. Yeah. And some of the meetings that I've been to, they've talked that the Mexicans just have some issues that they're not comfortable with. They want to bring it all up for discussion. So with everything we've talked about, the strength of the dollar, the trade flow, we're going to have that in the mix as well.
Yeah.
So with that said, for your question, I think it's absolutely imperative that producers have some level of risk protection in place in all species.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Don, stay right there because we got to run through this, a similar conversation in the cattle market. Could this be the year? Could this be the year that some of the cow-calf producers decide it's time? It's time to start to rebuild the herd. We'll discuss that with Don Close. Terrain Ag next.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where March hard red winter wheat futures were 3¾ cents lower at 5.48¾. March soft red wheat down 3¾ cents to 5.41¼. Incidentally, March spring wheat 5.92 even, down 3 on the day. March corn futures 6¼ lower, 4.37¼. July corn closed at 4.47¼, down 6 today. January soybean futures were 25 cents lower, 9.51¾. March beans down 25½ to 9.53¼. March cotton 61 points lower on the day at 68.08. On your livestocks, February fat cattle $1.42½ lower at 188.32½. January feeders 47½ cents lower at 2.57 even. And February lean hog futures up 50 cents today to 83.70. Get more. Try ProFarmer.com.
The possibility.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
When the temperature drops and the leaves begin to crunch, that means one thing. It's baking season. Before you fire up the oven, make sure you stock up on that golden ingredient, butter. Butter is a staple in dishes around the world. And here in Wisconsin, our cows produce high-quality milk that gets churned into rich, delicious butter every day. Whether you're whipping up flaky biscuits, scrumptious pies, or gooey cookies, always keep your butter nearby.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy with temperatures slowly sliding from the mid-20s to the teens tonight. With snow arriving early tomorrow morning, it could be heavy at times, and visibility will be reduced and roads will be slippery. The snow accumulations look to be anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 23.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
All right. We are talking about the protein markets today on AgriTalk. Don Close, Terrain Ag, is our guest analyst. We covered the hog market in the last segment. I want to jump over to the cattle market right now. You know, Don, the supply side of this cattle situation has been one of the most heavily talked about, most documented market factors that I can ever remember. And just when you think, well, we know everything there is to know, we start disrupting trade with Mexico because of the screw worm. That I did not have on my bingo card for cattle for the cattle market at the end of the year.
That was a surprise.
Yeah. What do you make of it?
I think the short term, I think we'll get it at bay. You know, clearly there's been an agreement for several weeks to how to get the border back open. Mexico was slow to actually sign the agreement. So it'll be, I'm guessing, after Christmas and we'll get things open back up again. How long does it take to get back into full operation? The big concern I have there, Chip, is that, okay, we worked through this initial case, but if we go 6-8 months from now and there's another outbreak that's further north, then I think we've got way bigger problems to deal with. Yeah. So that's going to be an ongoing issue as we go into 25.
Yep. Yeah. You know, the efforts to control this thing, the sterile male flies, they've got to put something like 100 million of these sterile male flies out there into the ecosystem to get to keep the population under control. It just seems like an incredible task to try to get done. So the disruption to the feeder cattle supply, what are we talking? 150,000, 200,000 head?
Yeah. At this point in time, numerically, I don't think we're talking a big deal. Now, clearly, for the cattle feeder, the Texas feed yards, the South Plains particularly, and the North Plains. But is it a problem short term? Nah, given the time of year, it's not really that big of a disruptor. Could it be more of an issue in June and July when those cattle would be coming to market, and will it cause any shortages of fed cattle supply in that market area next summer? Certainly one to be watching for.
Yeah. Yeah. Marketing hole in June, July. I mean, talk about throwing some gasoline onto a normal fire. That's exactly what we would be doing, isn't it?
It is, but again, you know, numerically, it hasn't gone on long enough, and we're just not talking enough numbers for it to call it a game changer. Is it one we want to ignore? No, but just it hasn't, again, numbers wise or timeline wise, just hasn't been that big of an issue.
Has it all been factored into the market already, then, Don?
I think so. If you look at that weekly price action specifically on calves, and I think it was a 1-2 punch. What really got that calf market moving higher was when we had that really good rains basically across all of the winter wheat grazing area.
Yeah.
That was then followed up with the border closure. So it was a 1-2 punch thing. Is the calf market overheated? I think so. You know, and we still got that typical January. We've got the annual event of the Christmas time credit card bills coming in January. We've got that all ahead of us. But I think there is time here to see a correction in the market. But when you look out, just the by weight class of cattle for 25, we still have just an exceptionally solid outlook for all classes of cattle.
Okay, so staying on the feeder cattle here for just a minute, you can be bullish in feeder cattle right now, and if the market does nothing but go steady, you were right. That, you know, that's my attitude.
Well, and our view is, so where we're at, we our annual average price forecast for 25 is, for calves, we've got an average price of $390. And on the yearlings, we're at $270. So we're clearly of the opinion. We think there's more room to the top side, in this market. We still have not seen any measurable retention of heifers. That's still to come. And when that ever gets underway, we're going to tighten that supply enough. It's going to be a driver.
Okay, so if you're talking about calf prices like that, how does the feed yard make any money?
I think it's going to be a really, I think it's going to be a challenging year for all of the margin operators. The cow calf guy, absolutely, this is his time in the sun. Yeah. If you, oddly enough, when you look at the first cost prices we're talking about, you run break evens on them. Are they offering a profit opportunity today? No, not necessarily, but they're incredibly close to break even that it's not going to take a big movement in the market, to enable to get a positive hedge protection in place.
Yeah. Okay. That cow calf guy. When does the heifer become more valuable on pasture rather than going to the sale barn?
Not yet. Yeah. So we're still, you know, with the last really good set of numbers we have, and the October cattle on feed, we got that percentage of heifers in the on feed mix, mm-hmm. and it was 39.6. You know, that's just coming off the where we've been right at that 40% level. It hasn't measurably moved. We've still got to get that, that percentage of heifers on feed below that 36, 37% area to confirm that we're seeing any expansion. So with the lack of heifer retention for 24, the cow situation, Chip, we're still looking to see, and not a big number, but we're still looking for a net decline in cattle inventory as of January 1 when we get those numbers at the end of January.
Okay.
You know, the big retention for rebuild, in our opinion, is not yet underway.
Huh. You know, and it feels like when it happens, we're going to know it. Because I understand what you're saying about calf supplies, but boy, as soon as the heifer retention starts, it's going to show up at the sale barn, and people are going to notice, right?
You know, we have, in all fairness, if you look at the weekly feeder cattle summary, and at the percentage of heifers in the sales mix from the second half of the year to the first half of the year. Has it contracted? It has. Has it contracted to a level that implies any kind of measurable expansion? Our position is no, it has not.
Okay.
But yeah, you're seeing fringes. Now, one area where, you know, I've heard a lot of comments, seen a lot of media this year that how much different this rebuild is going to be, and it's in slow motion. And I have a tough time with that. The comment that you made that, you know, are we going to see it? If you just take the psychology of markets and are we going to get to a point here where cattle prices get so high that everybody's going to want a replacement female the same day? I still think that's ahead of us. I don't think we're going to keep this thing emotionally, suppressed to the degree that we have.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Tell me the demand story. It's awfully impressive.
It's beyond awfully impressive. You know, when we've gone through 24, we're still doing all of our homework on following the supply statistics because that's what we do. But we've spent more time this year trying to look and ways to measure that demand side of the market. And it is absolutely nothing short of phenomenal. And it is at this time, we're not seeing any evidence whatsoever of it slowing down.
I tell you what, I don't know what the market, what the beef market is going to look like when we do start to put heifers out on pasture instead of in the feedlot. But you want to talk about one last scramble for the ribs and the loins? That could be when it happens.
It's gonna the grilling season this coming year is going to be interesting, to say the least.
Yep.
To try to put those two together, one thing that I think is really, really important, we get that data as heifers as a percentage on feed, you know, quarterly. If we go to the first quarter, still aren't seeing that measurable retention of heifers. And certainly if we get to the end of the second quarter and don't see it, we're ready to roll this whole expansionary phase another year forward, because by that time we feel that we will have placed a big enough share of this year's calf crop that we simply won't have the available numbers of females to retain, even if they decided they wanted to.
Yep. Yeah, man, oh man. Don, I sure enjoy these conversations with you. Thank you so much for making time for us.
You're more than welcome.
All right, Merry Christmas, man.
See ya.
All right, Don Close, Terrain Ag. Interesting. And, of course, like Don said at the end of the first segment with him, some coverage for the protein producers seems prudent right now.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn. Share the West.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
And the Ad Council.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI.
I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by investinourland.com.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Indeed we do. Indeed this is AgriTalk. It's your pal, Davis Michelson here. Glad you opted to spend some time with us this afternoon. It's Wednesday, December 18. Chip Flory joins Wednesday, December 18. Why, it seems like only yesterday it was a different day. And here we
17th.
Are.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Week away. A week away from the big guy.
It is, he is hurtling toward us at breakneck speed, is what it feels like.
I
it really
guess.
Does. You got everything bought and wrapped and, you know, you got a ribbon on there. Use the side of the scissors and curl them up real nice so it looks kind of fun. No?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I've still got a bowl of sugar to get, brown liquor, shotgun shells. I got an extensive list that I need to get through yet.
It sounds like you're planning to do it up right there. You got a bowl of sugar, some shotgun shells, and some brown liquor.
Yeah.
I think that's about all you need.
That's right. That's right. Dude, I don't even, I barely even want to mention this.
Okay.
But I've got to.
Well, whisper it to me and I'll say it.
No, I'm not going to whisper it because it's something that when you get the text from Wiesmeyer and it starts with alert.
Oh, boy. Do we have breaking news?
Boop, 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 boop.
We do.
Boop. Are you ready? Oh, geez.
I don't know.
He just hit me with a couple of more here. Okay.
The setup on this is making me nervous.
All right. Speaker Mike Johnson's leadership team is quietly discussing a plan B to fund the government amid conservative opposition and vocal criticism from incoming President Donald Trump's top ally, Elon Musk. The Louisiana Republican, that being Speaker Johnson, is discussing dropping $100 billion in disaster aid plus other attachments and instead passing a clean CR. Then dealing with the other issues in the new year, according to two Republicans with knowledge of the conversation, that would mean dropping disaster aid, $31 billion for farmers, and a one-year extension of the Farm Bill, among other items, at least for now. So what we thought was settled and was going to go to a vote, Jim is saying might not even make it to a vote now.
Did he make any mention of E15 and the Plan B, the CRB, apparently, that we now have to
Is that in there anywhere?
No, I do not see a mention of the E-15. The E-15 doesn't cost them anything. Okay?
Okay.
E-15 is all, quote unquote, all it is a changing in the language in the RFS.
So it's a fix on paper.
Yeah, right. Without actually opening up the RFS, it's a fix to the RFS.
Okay.
Which is really important because if you open up the RFS, you may never get it back in the bag again.
Oof, yeah.
All right?
You don't want to break the seal on that.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, that's exactly right. But it does not. There's no guarantee that they're going to get this thing to a vote, Davis.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, man.
This morning we were so optimistic and it felt justifiable. Like,
well,
hey.
Now, and let me explain that optimism, at least on my part.
Okay.
At least on my part. They were getting something done.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. Do I like the CRs? No. Hey, we had Senator Moran on the show this morning. He's on the Senate Appropriations Committee. Yeah. I was going to ask him, wouldn't you rather get the appropriations done? And he beat me to it.
He said
And he just said, listen, I'd rather do our job and get the appropriations done. I don't like the CRs.
Yeah.
But we've got to do something to fund the government to keep it going. I don't know if we're heading down that path or not. I mean, right now, I wanted to say something about it this morning, but can't you just see what's going on down at Mar-a-Lago right now? Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk just sitting there going, just shut it down. Just don't support any of this. Shut it down. Just we'll reopen it when we get into office.
Well, and maybe they're thinking, if we have a disaster, then we'll deal with disaster aid on the farm then. In the meantime,
no, the disaster
let's not box off any money.
Yeah, the disaster aid part of it is for 2023 and 24 crop losses.
So these are backward looking.
That's backwards looking. Now, the financial aid, the $10 billion on top of the $21 billion in disaster aid, there's another $10 billion in there of financial aid that would be there to help weather this slide in net farm income. And in reality, again, Senator Moran did a great job of explaining it this morning. He said basically, listen, the $10 billion in financial aid is to replace what should have been there in an updated Title I of the Farm Bill that we can't pass, that we haven't passed. Mm-hmm. So it's covering up for work that should have been done earlier. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
Boy, Davis.
Well,
I don't know. I have no idea how this is going to go. All I know is that leadership in waiting is leading. Mm. And leadership that's in the White House ain't. Hasn't been for quite some time.
Man, we can't go back to the ad hoc disaster stuff, dude. One at a time.
Well, here it is.
Talk about never getting anything done. Now you got me started.
National Weather Service, 6-10-day. Let me brighten your day. National
Please
Weather
do.
Service, 6-10-day outlook, December 24th through the 28th, above normal temperatures across the entire country,
ooh,
above normal precipitation across the entire Corn Belt, 8-14-day. This is December 26th to January 1,
hello,
2025, above normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. Big thank you to Don Close for coming on the show today. Appreciate that. Come back tomorrow morning. We're going to talk with Alan Hoskins from American Farm Mortgage and Paul Niefer.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. with experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
And the Ad Council.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House expected to take up a temporary spending bill to fund the government past the Friday deadline. President